que uno está, uno es un vago, es un flojo, no quiere trabajar, y es todo lo contrario.
That's what they say all the fucking time.
Me conocen, si me conocen, saben que yo soy like, trabajador.
Wait, let me pause this for a second.
Pero ya ahorita.
Every fucking time. That's what they say. You're lazy. You don't want to work. That's why you're in the position that you're in. And it fucking makes me so fucking angry. Like, and I've been in jobs. I've had plenty of different jobs and I've seen and I've been in different positions, bro. I've been the guy at the bottom and I've been the boss. And like, okay, now let me say this. So some people be like, okay, the manager, they don't do no work. They sorry as hell. But what I'll tell you is a lot of shit that goes on behind the scenes that you don't see that they actually do. They are doing work, having to do with your schedule, having to do with emails, having to do with whatever, phone calls, complaints, just random shit that you don't even think about, that the landscaping, random ass shit that they have to deal with. They do have to do stuff. But as far as working harder, as far as doing more physical labor, and the thing is, the people that want to be in charge, the reason why they want to be in charge is so they don't have to bust their fucking ass, you know? And then the thing is, like what everybody keeps saying, like I say, like he said, like they say all the time, they're lazy. They don't want to do any work. They don't want a job, you know, they're not worth it or whatever the hell. And it's so much fucking bullshit that you're lying to your fucking self about. You know, like people want to be homeless. People want to be homeless. Who do you know that wants to be fucking homeless? Come on, get that shit out of your head. You're fed this bullshit because, see, you know, you have to feel like, you know, things are the way that they're supposed to be. Things are justified. Those people did what they did and they deserve to suffer the consequences that they have. And then if your brain works like that, then you're like, okay, things are fine. Things are just the way that they're supposed to be. Yes, they're suffering, but hey, they made bad decisions. You know what I'm saying? And in some cases, that's true. But the point of it is that they want you to think that way so that they, you know, like I say, another thing is they talk about unskilled labor, right? The people at the bottom, they have unskilled labor. We talked about in the show yesterday how John Deere is on they striking. And the salary employees are doing the jobs. These niggas is having wrecks, fucking all kind of shit. Their production is all slow. It's not coming out how it's supposed to be, so forth and so on. Same thing's happening at Frito-Lay. They're striking, so they're bringing in fucking, you know, the people who crossed the picket line. These people don't know what the fuck they're doing. Their stuff is not coming out right. See, so like these companies don't really care. I mean, they care. The profit model is important. I've thought about this really heavy. You know, I think about these companies and I think about how like the profit, it's all about money. But at some point it becomes no longer about money. It becomes about suppressing people. It becomes about the class system. It becomes about those people aren't worth it. They don't deserve it. And that's beyond the profit. They're not in the right class. So they don't deserve to get 401k. They don't deserve to get 6 weeks of vacation. They don't deserve to get medical leave. I come from a different class. I get privileges because of that. So for me to feel privileged, some people have to go without. So that's the real reason beyond the profit. These people aren't lazy. These people don't, it's not like these people don't want to work. They bust their ass way more. Oh my fucking God. Y'all be talking about the fast food workers and that they're lazy and all of this and they don't have no skills and all of that. Have you ever worked? If you've worked a fast food job, you know you're busting your ass from the time you fucking clocked in to the time you fucking clocked out. So you guys out there who listen to me, who have those more cush jobs, you could take a little break. You can move away from your computer for a moment. You could go have some coffee. You could go to the water cooler and have some water, you know, whatever. You can step outside and have, you know, get some fresh air. Boss, I just need to get some fresh air. I'm gonna step outside for a second. Cool. That don't fly in a fast food restaurant. No, get your ass back in there and flip some burgers. Oh, you want to drink some water? You could do that on your fucking break. Go flip some more fucking burgers. These people are busting their ass the whole fucking time. Man, like I say, if you don't feel that shit, you don't have a fucking heart, man. I was reading under the comments. I was, I don't know where I was at. I was on a YouTube video, something just like that one. And it was like the people were coming to the border and trying to get over the borders, these same people. And the comments were so horrible. They made me cry. One dude in the comments said they should get a 40 cal and put it on the fucking border and mow the fucking people down. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. What do we do? Is there any hope for humanity when you got people who want to mow down children who are begging for money to get diapers for their sick kid in the hospital, man? People that's coming across the border are these people right here from this video I just showed. Those are the people you want to mow down with that 40 cal. You know, how heartless can you be? How could you watch that video and, you know, and like I say, those kids didn't choose to be, you know, in poverty. Kids didn't choose to be born in Venezuela or Colombia or Panama or Ecuador or Honduras. So it's like, depending on where you were born, that determines how much respect you're supposed to get or what kind of life expectancy you should have. What do you think about all that?
Well, you know, there's definitely, you know, of course, I don't know the numbers, but there's a certain demographic that believes exactly what you just said.
Like, I know that. I read the comments every fucking day. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. It's actually, I mean, I guess because I hadn't been in the comments, but it's at the same time, it's crazy that somebody could think that, because first of all, I mean, if you don't look at any situation and think that it could be you,
right?
You know,
that's what the thing is. Americans, oh, we're greatest country in the world, da 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 da. So I'm born in America, I get to be an American citizen, and I get to have all these rights related to that. So just so happened, what if your mom took a trip to fucking Venezuela or Colombia or Honduras, wherever, and you fucked around, was born there? Now what, bitch? Now what, bitch? You're not no fucking United States citizen. Guess what? You fucked around, your mama, you know, your baby came early, something happened. You fucked around and was born in some hospital in the middle of fucking Ecuador. Now you're not no United States citizen, bitch. Now what? Now you a fucking immigrant like the ones you want to shoot with your 40 cal.
Do you know how easy that can happen?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's my point. Yeah, it's so easy. You could be on vacation. The mom could be on vacation. She's pregnant. She's not due for another month or two. And fuck around and have the baby. Now what? Now what? You're not no citizen now. You're not no American citizen. Why? Because you came out of your mama's womb in Colombia or wherever the hell you was at. Belize. Where do we get this from? Where does this come from? Where does this idea come from that a person gets respect depending on where they came out of their mama's fucking womb? Or they get certain privileges depending on how they where they came out of their mama's womb? What is this?
It's insane. It's
don't know, my friend. I have no fucking idea.
I'm sorry.
The entitlement is way, dude. It's more than jumps. The entitlement of certain people has way more than fucking jumps. I don't fucking get it, bro. I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. I do not understand it. And I wish I mean, I don't know what to say about it. And I'm sorry, y'all, that I'm being kind of emotional about this, because this is the kind of thing these fake ass borders, like between, let's say, Texas and Louisiana. You crossing the border, you know, when I drive, right? You drive into Louisiana. It takes the longest to get out of Texas. When I'm in, like, yeah. I'm coming back.
It takes 2 hours to get out of Texas if you're going to Louisiana. It takes about 2 hours. You pass Vider. Vider, that's so funny. And we were talking about this earlier. Vider is a marking point, bro. Vider, you know what Vider, Texas is, right?
Yeah, we talked about it in the other show. Go ahead.
Dude, hell yeah. Because, dude, yeah, there was... Dude, As a kid, I remember my dad driving through there, and you can still see nooses hanging from the fucking trees, and no one pays attention to them. No one, yes, sir, you can. No one even notices, but they're still fucking hanging from the goddamn trees, and people want to know what's the fuck wrong with our society, man. Everybody ain't fucking racist here, bro. That's what I'm saying. Everybody ain't fucking racist, but these motherfuckers, they gotta go, man. They gotta fucking go.
I agree.
It takes a minute, bro. It takes a minute.
But see, the people that aren't racist need to stand up. Because I don't think like they like to say white people, all white people racist. No, it's not true. You know, but
no, they're not.
But the ones that aren't, let's say the cops killed somebody or whatever. And then a black person be like, they wouldn't do that shit to me. I wouldn't let that shit happen to me or whatever. You know, somebody's rights get violated. They wouldn't do that to me. I ain't gonna do that. They wouldn't do that to me. I wouldn't allow them to do that shit to me. When people say that, I want to punch them in their fucking face. I swear to God, because that attitude is the reason why they, yes. Because you allowing them to do that to that other person and not being outraged about it, that's the reason why when the time comes, they will do it to you, and you ain't gonna do nothing but fucking cry about it. There ain't nothing you can do. You can't stop it, because we have to come as a community, as a group, and fight against that shit. If they fuck over any one of us, we need to all stand up and be like, no, that's not acceptable. We're not allowing that shit. Do not fuck over that person. They're a human being. They deserve rights. Because if you let them take the rights of that person over there, they're gonna come over here and take your rights. Like I say, man, when people be like, oh, that shit, I wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that to me. You know, that you are accepting the system. You are allowing the system to continue the way it is, because you're not outraged about it. You're just saying, you know, they're not going to do that to me. So then it's totally okay that they do it to somebody else as long as they don't do it to you. What happened in Germany with the Jews? You know, they didn't start the... The Holocaust that everybody knows about, that shit did not happen overnight. That was a process over time.
Bro, I called the fucking apart. Hold on.
Over time, they, you know, taking rights away, you know, segregating people, oppressing people, and eventually it got to the point where they was exterminating people. Now that could, if you think that can't happen here, you're fucking out of your mind. That can happen here. That can happen anywhere in the world. Because if once people allow the first steps to happen, then it's going to keep on going. Each time, I bet you the Jewish people was like, oh, they're not fucking with me. They're not fucking with us. They're not fucking with me. They're not fucking with us. I'm good right now. Guess what?
They must be doing something wrong. Like, what about the places they're going? You know, they're doing something pretty odd then, because, you know, if I can go to those places and nothing ever happens to me.
And that's what I hear, especially white people are the ones that's the worst about that here in America. When they be talking about, oh, well, you should have just had your driver's license. Oh, well, you shouldn't have had no tickets. Oh, your brake light shouldn't have been out. You know, you should have just complied. You should have just complied. That's why they killed you, because you didn't comply. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Those are excuses. Regardless of what the fuck happened, ain't no excuse for a cop to kill a person. What is the excuse for that? Ain't no, they are not judge, executioner, you know what I'm saying? They're not, you know, that's not their job. They're stepping all the way out of bounds when someone dies in their custody. There's no excuse for that ever. If the person had medical conditions and they just had a heart attack or something, it was completely out of their control, that's a thing. But if they did some action that led to somebody dying, they are all the way wrong. It doesn't matter if that person was a criminal or not. Their job is not to execute people. Oh, you should have just complied. If you would have complied, you wouldn't be dead. The fuck out of here. You, Curtis, you're muted, bro.
What are they complying to?
Fucking authoritarianism, authority. Whoever is the person with the badge and the gun at the moment, Because look, that's what happens in Haiti. You know who's running Haiti right now? Guess who's running Haiti right now? You know, they don't really have a government. The president was assassinated some time ago. Guess who's running Haiti? The fucking gangs. Whoever the fuck got a gun. Whoever got the most guns. They become the authority. Guess what? Because if you don't do what I say, I'm gonna pop your ass. So people gonna submit. People gonna submit to that authority because that authority will kill them. And it's kind of like what we live in when I was talking about the poverty of violence, the violence of poverty. It's the same thing, like I say about the homeless, being a reminder of what can happen to you. That's it. Keep your head down, follow authority, do whatever the hell I say, whoever I am, who's the authority figure. And if not, then you fucking gonna suffer. Either I'm gonna kill you or I'm gonna kill you slowly. You're gonna be out there living under the bridge.
Dead. Well, I mean, it's now that's a different element that you just brought into it. You know, okay, it's a white female, but the father of the child is black. But you know, when you're looking at, you know, a black female, black male, like those women usually gets treated way, you know, you could say they're not getting treated as, you know.
Like no treatment.
The way they should, yeah, the way that they should.
And it's even worse for Hispanics. It's true. Depending on the country you're from, that is. If you're from Spain, you're good. You're from Mexico, you got problems. It's true. That, you know, this is the thing. I don't know if you realize it. Oh, I wanted to talk about this too, because it's the class structure of the United States. Black people hold a higher status in the United States over, let's say, Mexicans. Because I can't just say Hispanics, because it depends on what country they're from. But it's true. It's really true. And then the thing is, like, you can see it. You can see it in the jobs that people have. Like when you go and you see construction, the outside jobs, the heavy, hard work jobs, chunking pineapples over their shoulders, laying concrete, there'll be maybe one or two black guys, but it's going to be mostly Hispanics out there. Mostly Mexicans going to be out there doing that work, the construction, the all that stuff. So, but when the jobs get a bit better, just a couple of steps up above that, then it's going to be more dominated by black people. And like black people tend to dominate the like service industry. You know, we tend to dominate the state jobs. You know what I'm saying? The city job, the federal jobs. A lot of those jobs are black people, you know. And I don't think there's a coincidence with this. This is one of those things that needs to be dissected and picked apart, because this shows, like, you know, like I say, the class structure. You know, black people also, they try to get close to the, that's why black people are in the state jobs, because they feel like, okay, you know, I know I'm getting mistreated as a black person in America, but if I get a job at the federal whatever, then they got to respect me related to that job. You know what I'm saying?
So whatever.
And the benefits and the pay and so forth and so on. But, you know, those jobs are okay. They're cool. Like I say, you probably can get 401k, vacation time, and so forth and so on. But then when you move up, right, the CEOs, what do the CEOs of most companies look like? The executives, what do they look like? Predominantly white.
For the most part, yeah.
So this is the class structure of the United States that is very, very clear and easy to see, that you can't even argue with. People be like, oh, there's no class structure. Oh, there's no racism. You know, oh, no, people don't have a law or wrong or get, you know. And then another thing, people, when somebody you haven't met before, they ask you, where do you work? What job do you have? You know what I'm saying? And I was reading about this. And they say, people say that because depending on your answer is how much respect they're supposed to have for you. If you say I'm an executive for Apple, then they're supposed to respect you a certain way. If you say, you know, I work construction outside, or I'm a waiter, I wait tables, then you're way, way lower. I don't have to respect you because you're a waiter. You know what I'm saying? You serve people for a living. Yeah. You know, you don't deserve respect. The CEO gets the most respect, And then you got the executives up under that. And then you got like the black people who work the fucking federal jobs. And then you got the freaking Hispanics who work the fucking worst, shittiest, horriblest labor field jobs. What'd you think about all that?
Well, I mean, there's always been somewhat of a hierarchy. I mean, there's always, I mean, not somewhat, there's always been a hierarchy. And, you know, when it comes to the masses, that, I mean, is that a part of nature or is that a
structure? That's not organic. That
yeah, that's something that's built in to the system.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's fucked up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I mean, it's, I can't really, you know, like, I can't really rationalize it enough to, like,
And like I say, it's hard to articulate. It's really hard. And we don't talk about this stuff nowhere. You get to exploit the Hispanics, the Mexicans. They get exploited a lot of times because why? Because they probably don't have right papers or something. But the boss is okay with hiring them. He'll just pay them under the table. But guess what? This guy has no rights. If the boss decides to not pay him or short their pay, or do whatever the hell, or just fire them for no reason. They don't. There's no recourse for them. They just got to move around and go look for another job. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the
reasons why they like the illegals.
Exactly. That's why they create these illegals. That's the whole point of it, so that they can exploit them. They don't have to pay them properly. They don't have to give them rights. They don't have to give them 401k. They don't have to give them vacation time. But look, this is the levels. You go up. Back to what I was saying with the black people with the federal jobs, yeah, they might get a little bit of vacation time or whatever, you know, but you know they probably missing that 401k. They probably missing, you know, the real top of the line healthcare and stuff like that. And they and maybe they have a little bit more job security. That's a big thing that people like with the state jobs, because it's really hard to fire you in those jobs. So that's a good thing. But when you move up to the executives, it's almost impossible to fire them. They all have great insurance. They all have 401k. You know what I'm saying? They all get 6 weeks of vacation and all of this shit. And also, if they get fired, guess what? They get paid. They get paid for getting fired.
Yeah, they severance.
They get severance. They get those it's in the contract. You know, depending on how high you go up and depending on the contract that you signed, you know, if they let you go for whatever reason, they might have to pay you the rest of the amount of the contract that you signed. Like, let's say you, cause how it works is you'll sign like a 5-year contract or something, right? Let's say they decided to fire you. You're only 2 years in your contract. They got to pay you for those other 3 years. Not only that, there'll be stipulations in there for your balloon. I can't think of the right term. It's balloon something. And that's a whole nother check that they, you know, when I got fired from my job that I, you know, that I got paid pretty well, they gave me like 4 fucking checks, bro. They gave me so much fucking money because we had to meet at Starbucks. You know how it goes. The big wig calls you. We want to have a meeting. You know, where you want to meet or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you know, can you meet me at the Starbucks on such and such street at such and such time or whatever? And this is like the boss's boss. So like whatever time, wherever they're telling you to go and whatever, because you're trained, you know, to whatever they say, you know, that's what you fucking finna do. So, yeah, I show up there. We have our talk and, you know. Unfortunate circumstances, da 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 da, dee 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 dee. Here's your money. You know what I'm saying? And they explain everything. They talk about all the shit because it has related to the contracts that you signed at the beginning. And they be like, okay, yeah, you know, you wasn't supposed to do this, or you're supposed to do that, or I'm supposed to do this, and you're supposed to do that. All that shit. They like to explain everything, and then they just, you know, they give you checks, and then that's it. You know, have a nice life or whatever. You know, I hope things work out for you or whatever. They gave me a shit ton of money and I didn't even have no, I mean, my job was good, but what I'm saying is as you go up, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's again, and then what I was talking about, the pursuit of happiness with Will Smith, Remember, in the movie, he's homeless, fucking sleeping in the bathroom. That part in the movie brings me tears. When he's in the bathroom and with his son, and somebody's trying to come in the bathroom to use the bathroom. You know, it's the middle of the night. They, you know, they don't have nowhere to go. He's kicking at the door to try to keep from anybody coming in, so, you know, disturb him in his bed. He just wanted to hold his son, let him sleep. You know what I'm saying? Have some peace. You know, but what I'm saying related to what I'm saying for that movie is that, you know, it was all about him getting that badass job, right? He met the white dude, and he figured out the Rubik's Cube and all of that shit, and he was doing the job. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna wrap it after this. So he's doing the job, but then they say, no, Will Smith is like, I need some pay. Can I get some money? I got a situation, I need money. And they were like, there's no pay for this job. This is a internship. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of those jobs are that way. The really, really, really good jobs, you have to do an internship first. It could be 6 months, or it could be a year. It could be 2 years. And you have to make it through this trial period to actually get hired on and get your contract and actually start getting paid. So, but the thing is, this is part of the system that's set up. How many people do you know can go 6 months, a year, 2 years without getting paid and still be able to live and show up to work and all that, drive to pay for gas, wear your suit, get your suit laundered, pay for lunch?
Shit, somebody who's getting taken care of by their parents.
Exactly. Or they already have a bunch of money or whatever. You know, so that's a way to exclude regular folks like me. There's no way in hell I could go a year without getting paid. Like, I would love to have that badass executive job. For real. But can I go a year without getting paid? I can't do it. So that job is all the way off the table for me. All the way off the table for me. The only way I could do that is if somehow I saved up enough money to live for that whole year while I'm doing the externship. So I'm saying that's the class structure of the United States, the way shit works. You can't have that. It's not racist, right? It's not really racist. Because, you know, if you have the money, you could do it. But then the thing is, this goes back to the redlining and slavery and all the money that these motherfuckers still have from years and years and years ago. So they have the opportunity, and then they have parents to, like you say, to pay their bills and shit. So, you know, that's it. There's no way for regular folk to get that job because they can't go a year without getting paid. That's part of the system. That's how it's set up.